Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm your hostess today. We have been doing these water healing meditations every month for 8 years now, and we have a really lovely group of dedicated people who show up month after month, and I'm just so grateful to see this continue, and I'm so grateful to all the presenters who have offered their time and energy to make this happen. And I'm excited today to have an old friend here leading the meditation, Ann Gordon. Geez, Ann, I was thinking, I think I met you in the 90s up in the San Juan Islands. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. It's like, yeah. And I can't believe we've been doing these for 8 years now.
2014 we started, so we're into, we finished our 7 years, we're into our 8th year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Ann grew up in Puget Sound doing a lot of boating and being around all the whales, and she studied biology and animal behavior, and gosh, she's worked as a zookeeper, and she trained wild animals for educational programs and also domestic and wild animals for films. I've always been just super jealous of that.
Wasn't as glamorous as it sounds.
I know. There's a lot of cleaning up after critters.
Cleaning up and dealing with big egos.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, in addition to all of that, Anne's a certified dolphin energy healer, and she really has a gift for leading powerful guided meditations to help you connect on a deep level with the whales and the dolphins. And she's been leading whale and dolphin trips since about 2007. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, since then, she's led trips in Panama, and Bimini, Tahiti, the San Juan Islands, Hawaii, California. And Ann also created and founded the Cetacean Summits, which there were two live summits that brought together some of the top experts in the field to share knowledge about the whales and the dolphins. And you know, many people on this call were presenters at those summits and also attendees at those summits. And this past, this year, you had a virtual summit that was super successful. And that to me is so exciting because so many more people can come when it's virtual.
Right.
Yeah. And in addition to leading her own retreats, Ann also does retreat coaching. So she teaches other people how to run successful virtual or in-person retreats. And you can find out about all of this stuff on her website, whaleanddolphinwisdomretreats.com. And if that's too hard to remember, just go on to globalwaterhealing.org and go to one of Ann Gordon's things and click on it. It'll take you right to her website. So I'm excited to see where you're going to take us today, Ann. What do you got for us?
Well, me too. It's funny because I've been leading meditations for years and years now, and I never quite know where it's going to go. I have an idea, and they've shared with me, spirit, dolphins, and whales, have shared with me a little bit about what's going to happen today. And the rest, spirit will just lead, and I will speak it, see where it wants to take us.
Great. Well, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. All right, everybody, get yourselves comfortable in your chairs, laying down, wherever you are. Feel free to close your eyes. Take several deep cleansing breaths and just allow any tensions, tightness, stress to just
wash away out of your body. And they're asking that before we begin healing the waters of our planet, that we first do a cleansing for ourselves. And you'll see why this is so important in a minute. And to do that, they like you to take some cetacean breaths, some dolphin and whale breaths. And as you know, the dolphins and whales breathe through their blowhole, which is located exactly on their crown chakra. So every time they exhale, they are clearing their crown. So I'd like you to first take a normal big inhale and hold it for a beat or two. And then when you're ready, a big, powerful exhale out through your crown. You can make a noise if you'd like. Beautiful. Now take a deep inhale in through your crown, inhaling divine guidance and wisdom, clarity. Hold it for a beat or two. And when you're ready, a big, powerful exhale out your crown. Releasing any and all stress, tensions, toxins with that breath. Another big inhale in through the crown. Hold it for a beat or two. And this time, big intention that on this next, last, big, powerful exhale, releasing anything that no longer serves. Let it go. And then begin breathing in a normal pattern. And just allow your body to empty any and all toxins, any and all stress, any fears, any angers, so that what you have in your body now is a clean and clear vessel. And just imagine that every inhale you take is through your crown. And if you're conscious of your breath or not, and each inhale is bringing in that divine light, cleansing and clearing your body with every breath. And you may start to feel your body lightening, becoming less dense, less heavy. You may even feel it glowing with divine light. Now I'd like you to see yourself on the shores near a body of water. You could be at the ocean. You could be at a lake, a stream, a river. You could even be near a mountain of snow. Wherever you want to go to be near the water. And now, with this beautiful, clean, light and white, glowing white body you have, you are drawn to enter the water. And even if you're at an area where it's normally very cold, you won't feel that cold because you are using your body in service today, where there is no human uncomfortableness. You enter the water, you're standing in the water or in the snow even. And you're maybe about chest deep in the water, and your arms are out, and you feel yourself glowing in this water. And just allow that divine light that's coming in with every inhale into your body. Now intend and send that light through your body, out through your hands, into the water. And you may even see streams of golden white light leaving your hands and spreading out to the water, sharing that divine light, cleansing every molecule of water as it spreads farther and farther away. And if you look down at your body, you realize that that white light, that cleansing white light, is actually oozing out of every pore of your body, of your skin. And you may see the water becoming clearer. You may notice if there's any fish around, that they're getting a little peppier and excited, maybe even racing around and playing with this new quality of water. And if you can look to the bottom, and if perchance there might be some litter on the bottom, plastic bag or a can, something that is not meant to be in the water, see this white light literally dissolve that litter. And as that white light hits that piece of litter, that it actually, that item gets brighter in color, even glowing, before it completely disappears. Because it's divine light coming through you. Is actually changing the molecules of anything that does not belong to be in the water. It's not part of the natural state of that body of water. It's transforming and transmuting that into pure energy that can then be utilized by the plankton and brought into the food chain as a positive nutrient to the entire ecosystem. Just see this white light spreading as far as you can see around you in the water. And now, and you, what's fascinating is that you're not feeling depleted by sharing this. You're actually feeling energized yourself. Because as you are clearing and cleansing the water, you are clearing and cleansing yourself. Just imagine as you're inhaling in this divine light, it's like this powerful column of light coming down from above into your crown, out through every pore in your body. You are this vessel of change for good. You are a vessel of light, of goodness, of positivity, of healing. And you are feeling so light in your body that soon there's no heaviness at all to it. And you feel yourself being carried by the water, but in a beautiful way you are supported. And you trust. You feel like you are being drawn to something very, very special. And wherever the water takes you, know that you are completely safe. It is all part of the bigger mission. And the water takes you out away from shore. And if you are in a stream or river or lake, just as all water, or even in the snow, just as all water leads to the ocean, you are brought into the ocean and brought to a place in the very center of the ocean, where it is its very deepest, but you feel completely safe, guided, and on purpose. And soon you start to feel a pull downwards, and you feel a sense of excitement because you know something very big is about to happen. And you find yourself in this vortex that is gently pulling you down, down into the ocean. And again, you are safe. You can breathe. And that column of light into your crown follows you down. Is permanently connected to your body. And you were brought down to the deepest spot in the entire ocean, at the bottom of the deepest trench, deeper than science even knows of. And as you arrive, you see other glowing bodies around you also arriving. And you realize, you feel like you know these bodies. And you do, because it is everyone on this call. Everyone listening to my voice right now is here at the bottom of this trench, the deepest space in the ocean. And the current brings us all into a circle and reach out and hold the hand of the person beside you on both sides, completing the circle. And you realize that that vortex that brought you down is still there. And you look up, and there is this beautiful, expanding vortex of light, starting with you, each of you in the circle, shining up to the surface. And you realize that that vortex that brought you here from whatever body of water you were with is doing the same with any and all toxins, any and all pollution, any and all debris and litter is also being brought to this vortex. This vortex of light that started with you. And it's being brought into that light. And as it moves into the light, it's pulled down into this circle. And what at first may appear to be this giant pile of garbage, as you continue channeling this divine light, cleansing, healing light, and sending it out to the ocean, you're watching all of those toxins, pollution, litter, all of that literally dissolving in front of you, turning into a bright white golden light itself. And just like an ocean sponge that filters all the water that passes by, takes out the nutrients it needs and lets everything go and lets toxins or what it no longer serves out. You, this is like a human divine sponge of light, cleansing light, healing light. And you are bringing in, you're doing the opposite of the sponge, you're bringing in all the toxins and releasing it as pure energy and nutrients and sending it back out to the ocean as a positive energy that can then be utilized and put into the ecosystem. You may even feel some tingling and see some bubbles coming up, racing towards the surface and spreading out. And even though you're at the bottom of the deepest trench in the ocean, you can, it's not dark. You can see. And as that light spreads and the energy, this good, positive, healing energy that has been created from all the toxins in the oceans, from oil spills, from gas leaks, from sewage being dumped into the water, all of that is being cleansed and cleared. This giant sponge of light, because of you. And you can feel and see life happening all around you. That as you look up towards the surface, on the outside of this sponge of light, this vortex of light, you see dolphins and whales and sea turtles and fish of every kind, jellyfish, seaweed, all of this life. They've gathered around this beautiful vortex of light, honoring you, this beautiful service of love, this huge gift of cleansing and healing you have become a part of. And you can feel their gratitude. And you can also feel this sigh of relief from their bodies, that they also feel lighter. The joy that each form of marine life, the seals, the sea lions, all the forms of fish, the tuna, the swordfish, the sharks, the sardines, every form of life, every species of dolphin and whale, they're all here. And for you, it is effortless. It is easy. It is fun. It is service. Just feel how easy it is for you to be of such service, to bring such light and healing to the planet, to the earth, to the oceans. And as we began, spread out throughout the world in our water locations, this light that we have now created in the center of the ocean is spreading out far and wide across all the oceans, pole to pole, creating this beautiful lightness and energy in the water. It's literally vibrating with vibrancy. And this light is now going up the rivers, going up all the rivers, the big ones, the small ones, going up the Mississippi, going up the Nile, going up the Amazon, and going up all the small little creeks and streams, reaching the lakes and reaching the tallest mountain tops, reaching the tip of Mount Everest with every bit of snow around the world is cleansed. And even this light, this healing light, is even included as water evaporates into the clouds. And even the darkest gray rain cloud becomes a few shades lighter with the water molecules of moisture in those clouds that are healed. So when they rain back down to the earth, they're bringing that healing light all throughout the world, to the forests, to the savannas, to the plains, to the farmers' fields, to the orchards, to the cities. And each drop of healing white light helps to transmute and transform every bit of pollution it touches as it falls upon it. That not only are we cleansing the ocean, cleansing every bit of water everywhere in the world, and everything the water touches. This is a powerful gift you have given to the world. And I'd like you to set the intention that as we close our meditation today and we go about the rest of our day and lives, that you leave an aspect of yourself here in service, continuing this powerful vortex of cleansing light in the center of the ocean. You don't even ever have to think about it again, but you can as much as you'd like. But just intend for this cleansing vortex to continue from this day forward, spreading this light, spreading this healing, spreading this cleansing from this day onward. All right, everybody. Great job. Beautiful work. Take some deep cleansing breaths. Bring yourself back into your physical body. Maybe give yourself some gentle touch. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And we are complete.
Thank you, Anne. Whoo, that was beautiful.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I love getting out there and seeing all the critters in the water. You know,
yeah, that was fun, huh?
That's always fun, yeah.
Yeah.
All the different kinds and shapes and colors and... Yeah, that's always one of my joys is to connect with all of them.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, so I'm sure people are still trying to get back into their bodies.
Yep.
So, wiggle your toes, your fingers, stretch a little bit, make sure you... are fully back in your body before you try to stand up and do anything.
Right.
And anybody who would like to share something or speak to Anne or me, just *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hi, it's Jillian. And I wanted to thank you, Anne, so much for this, and and Mary, for always hosting these calls. And that was the most powerful meditation that I've done so far with the ocean. Yeah. And yeah, it was really fantastic. And I want to thank you, too, because in the last month, since our last Global Water Healing Meditation, I saw the film Sustainability, and I don't know if you've seen it. It's a very impactful film and disturbing. And I've been wanting and very clearly intending to raise my level of service. And so you bringing that together in such a powerful way that, as you said during the meditation, it was not draining to me at all. It was quite the opposite. It was incredibly energizing. And actually, I made the vow that I'm going to return to this once a month, your meditation once a month, as just for a while until I know it's completely complete within me. And great. I relish that opportunity. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you, Jillian. It's great to have you here and hear your voice. And I haven't seen that movie mainly because of the disturbing parts, but I've heard good things about it. And I love that this was very powerful for you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and Jillian and anybody else on the call, just know that I will have the recording of this up on the website this weekend. So it's always there. You can go there and play it again if you want to be guided through it as well.
Great. Thank you. Great.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Carol. This is my first time, and it was, I must say, the most encouraging and enlightening meditation I've ever had, and I've been very wondering lately about my purpose in life, and I think I found it, so I'm going to continue to do this to help clear the oceans, because my love for the sea and the creatures in it have always been a part of me. I'd like to thank you for that.
Wow. You do.
You're welcome, Carol.
Wow. Thank you.
We're here
thank
every
you.
First Friday of the month. So
thank you. I will be
you
here.
Can make it, welcome.
Beautiful.
And any time outside of that first Friday of the month, like I said, there's over 80 guided meditations on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So you can always go there and find something interesting.
I'll visit.
Okay.
Yay, beautiful.
Somebody else?
Hi, this is Mark in Phoenix. I just wanted to say thank you, Mary. Thank you, Anne. That was an awesome meditation.
You're so welcome. Great to have you, Mark.
I'll be looking that one up on the site.
Beautiful.
Hi, this is Kathleen. I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm driving from San Juan Island to Florida. But that was so awesome, and I'm still just tingling, vibrating. That was just beautiful. So powerful, something that I already knew I would continue to do. And it just took me back to the first Earth Day in whatever the early 70s that was, and I was just leaning over the bay in Tampa Bay and just trying to get all the garbage out with my little fishnet, and I was just like piles of it. Like, what can I do? What can I do? And I just started there and kind of continued, and that's kind of like my baseline, and it just resonated with that, and I'm going to do this often, and I just so grateful. That was wonderful. Thanks.
Beautiful, and thank you for all you're doing, and be safe driving. I don't know how you did this while you're in a car.
Yeah. That was good.
I know. I'm just crying. I'm just bawling.
Aww. Just be safe.
Yeah. I am. Thank you.
Good.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to share something before we wrap it up? If there is, star 6 and tell us your name.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Rose, and just wanted to send my gratitude for this beautiful meditation to Anne. It was lovely. It's my first time participating in, but I will definitely, it's going to be my regular daily routine.
Awesome. Thank you for being here.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Anne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Mark. This is Mark again. I also wanted to thank Linda Shea and David Rosenthal for making me aware of these monthly calls.
Yes.
Absolutely.
David and Linda are a big part of this community. Very big.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you again. I'm beaming light language codes of gratitude and love to y'all.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Hello. Hi, this is Pop. Thank you so much, Anne and Mary. That was I'm still kind of floating. I just want to say I started in New Orleans for some reason on the river, Mississippi, and which was interesting because I don't think they use gasoline or anything that harms. And then I also saw a cat for some reason. and then I sort of started, you know, widening the river, and then it went into the ocean. And it was just beautiful. I kind of fell out a little bit and sleep there, but it's just incredible. Thank you so much, both of you, for the work you're doing.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome, and I love that you were in New Orleans and the rivers there. I love that. I kind of imagined us all over the world, the different rivers and streams and beaches around the world. So I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else before we call it a day?
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'm new to this group. I'm in awe of the whole experience, and I just want to say thank you to everyone for holding their light, and I just love that meditation. It was fabulous. Thank you.
Well,
great. Well, we hope to hear you again, Linda.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I want to just thank everyone for being here today and doing this work for the waters of our planet. And thank you, Anne, for leading such a wonderful meditation. And
you're so welcome.
I want to let everybody know that next month our meditation is on December 3rd. And Gentle Thunder is going to lead the call. So that's going to be fun. She's been with us once before. And so I'm really looking forward to see what she brings. And for all of you in the U.S., I'd like to say have a happy Thanksgiving. We've got that coming up in a couple weeks. So I'm going to stop the recording now and open the lines, and we'll all have our chaotic goodbye.